Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I felt like an insane person yesterday on social media, reading comments about the weight of a wide receiver. Speaking of weight, if you wanted to hear Kevin today, you're going to have to wait until Monday. He's sick. Got a call this morning at like 5:45. He said, "Denton, I don't have a voice. I need you to sit in." And I said, "You know what, boss? I will sit in for you." So Sheehan is out today. He will be back hopefully on Monday, assuming things are okay and everything ends up well. We got Ben Standing at 12. We got Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio at 11. I got a major life event that I'm going to fill Max in on at 10:45. Be excited about that. But I felt like an insane person yesterday, because it felt like yesterday was the brunt of this, Max.
Not the day before?
A little bit of the day before, but I saw it all yesterday. It started when a slow-mo video was posted of Deebo Samuel running a route, and people said he looks slow, as if he was going full speed in practice. And then people said, well, actually, he doesn't look slow, when they realized, oh my God, it's practice, he's jogging through a route. This is not real speed. They changed from he looks slow to he looks fat. How did we get here already? It feels so lazy. I have not ever looked at Deebo Samuel and thought that guy looks fat. Like, wow, that guy's way out of shape. What a loser he is. What has he been living on? Five Guys? Five Guys is like a half mile from the facility. He must be living there all the time. Has nobody ever watched Deebo Samuel play football before? Has nobody ever seen what this guy looks like?
It feels like this narrative kind of started when, it started towards the end of the season when he kind of fell off.
It started because these idiots in San Francisco, someone leaked it to the media. That, yeah. They think he's fat. And then they ran with it to justify them letting him go as if he wasn't a massive game changer in their offense. I mean, I'm happy for Brandon Ayuk that he got $30 million, but I don't believe that for a second Brandon Ayuk is a better game wrecker than Deebo Samuel is. They didn't want to pay Deebo Samuel, more power to him. I'll gladly take him here to go alongside Terry McLaurin. We'll have an update from Adam Schefter on Terry's contract coming up here in the program as well. I'll gladly take Deebo over Brandon Ayuk, but somehow this narrative leaked from San Francisco and spread faster than COVID in 2020 all the way here to the East Coast. Like just an absolute wildfire, and now everybody is knocking on Deebo. And I debated, Max, whether or not I wanted to actually do this on the show, let alone start the show. We had great hockey last night. We got to talk about the overtime again.
Third time the series.
I mean, this has been an insane series, so I want to talk about the hockey. But I read this morning after I got the call that, hey, you know, Sheehan's going to be out. We need you to sit in. I was like, sick, I'll sit in. So I just start naturally paying a little bit more attention to social media and Twitter. And then I see this tweet from Hogs Haven. And I used to work for Hogs Haven. I used to, you know, do a podcast there back in the day. Shout out to everybody that remembers the Pigpen podcast. It's a very small few, but shout out to y'all nonetheless. And I see them tweet that Deebo, they didn't even tweet that Deebo is Eddie Lacy. They tweeted Deebo Lacy Sr.
They sure did.
And that got my blood boiling, man. I don't know who runs that account. I know the podcast on the account, Trap or Dive Guys. Those guys are great. They do a great job. To my knowledge, they are not the ones that are tweeting from that account. But whoever tweeted from that account needs to get their phone locked up in a cage for a week. I don't know if you can ground a full-blown adult. I'm assuming an adult tweeted this. But that adult needs to be grounded. No phone access for at least a week. Eddie Lacy had a clause in his contract that he had to be under 255 pounds. It like gave him hundreds of thousands of dollars to be under 255 pounds. Even if Debo is a little bit above the 215 that he is listed at, you know what the difference is between 255 and 215? That's a whopping 40 pounds. If you see someone one day, Max, and then maybe wait a couple of weeks, and you see him again after they've lost 40 pounds, it looks like they lost a human.
Yeah,
they're a completely different looking person. To compare Debo Samuel to Eddie Lacy is in ridiculously poor taste. And it's not, it's also, by the way, it's not accurate. I was standing next to the guy very briefly because Debo has no idea who I am. But I was standing next to him when I went to minicamp this week. Minicamp, great time. Got a lot of thoughts on that, by the way. Ja'Cory, Crooksy Merritt.
Ooh.
There might be something there.
Listen, Kevin keeps telling everybody to pump the brakes, but I keep seeing those videos, and I'm liking what I'm
seeing. I texted him about it 2 days ago. Yeah, I texted him about it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I had just finished my show. I just worked out. I was cooking breakfast, and I texted him. I was like, hey, I was at practice yesterday. This Crooksy Merritt guy looks the part. That doesn't mean much when he's not in pads, but we'll get to that in a second. But I see Debo walking up after they're done with practice. And I'm like, all right, let me be the judge here because the camera is kind of whatever. Let me be the judge. I got four eyes. Let's utilize all four of them. And he walks up, walks past, and I'm like, he's jacked. He's not cut. He's not built like your A.J. Brown. He's not built like your Calvin Johnson. You know, Calvin Johnson looks like a mega. They call him Megatron for a reason, right? Like,
damn right.
He's not built the same way as that. But you can have very different body types and not be fat. He's just I can't believe I'm about to break down this man's body on radio, but this is just kind of where we're at right now. I feel like I'm doing it in the defense of him, but he's just a stockier dude. Stocky and fat are not the same thing. If you see a stocky person and you see a fat person, there's a noticeable difference between the two of them. Fat people ain't fast. Stocky people are fast. And Debo got some speed as they ramped things up more and more throughout the course of the week, and they started to do drills actually running against one another and some 7-on-7s, a little bit of 11-on-11s, no pads, which is fine. You don't want to see anyone hitting, not yet at least. But you started to see the actual speed a little bit more, and that's actually what ticked me off the most about the Hogs Haven thing, is because they took an actual video of him moving at good speed and then decided to just join in the trolling with a Debo Lacy Sr. Again, it's like, it's a pathetic thing to say on social media. I was livid when I saw that. I would like my blood was boiling this morning. I have made the decision, Max. You and I rode together last year on Luke McCaffrey, and that
always
is not going
forever
to stop because Wes Welker is a part of this coaching staff.
And he changed his number.
And he changed his number to 11. 11's a good number.
He's got Edelman's number now.
Yeah, you got Edelman's number. I'm going to make those comparisons. I am riding with every single Debo Samuel prop week one.
Ooh.
Over in catches, over in yards. Might do a little bit of combo between rushing and receiving yards because my guess is he gets at least a couple of carries week one. I'm going to bet a Debo anytime touchdown. At this point, I kind of want this to continue just so it fuels my nature to bet Debo. And maybe if this continues enough and idiots scream loud enough that the books will actually give us super favorable numbers. I'm telling you right now, Debo is going to be fine week one. He is going to be totally fine. The conversation about him being overweight and being fat is just complete nonsense. And it was taken because someone in San Francisco decided to leak that to save their ass, as if that organization is not starting to sink. If you haven't realized that by now, welcome to the party. You're a little late, but welcome to the party. That San Francisco organization is starting to sink. They are on the downtrot more than they are on the uptrot, while this organization is very much on the rise. So I'm rocking with Debo Samuel with every single prop. There is not a number that is too high that I will not bet on Debo Samuel come week one.
Debo, I like it.
Lacy Sr. Oh my God. I was throwing punches in my room like I was a teenager.
It was disrespectful. It was very funny that like that was the talk of the town yesterday morning was the Debo Samuel video. And then the second I get home, it was what? I want to say 2:50, 3:10. The Commanders post a video of Debo running much faster than he ran in that video before. Just to a little subtle response to the Big Back allegations.
Hey, like we're seeing what's going on here. Because it is also important to mention they are not the ones that posted that first video.
Yeah.
That was from what they have at minicamp is you are allowed to. They have like a little hill that overlooks the practice squad or the practice field. If you have ever been to training camp, you know that they have four fields. And when you go to training camp, they use two that are more towards the right where you can fit a bunch of people. That's where they put the stands. And you kind of get that forest is not the right word because it's in Ashburn, Virginia. But you get like that collection of trees by the side. You, if you are a child or if you have kids, your kids have probably stood over there and watched before. I know I did. I was standing over there when I was younger, watching like Santana Moss and at the time, old Bobby Three Sticks. What a time that was. They were on the other field. So they for minicamp, they do the other field. And what they do is they allow media members to stand up when they are running 7-on-7s or 11-on-11s on this little ledge so you can watch. But what you can't do is like get clear looks at communication. You can't hear play calls, things of that nature. It's just stuff that NFL teams want to keep in-house. And I would imagine that every NFL team across the league does something similar to that. But you're allowed to tape. So what they were running when Debo ran that route, if someone has said this on the show, Max, stop me and we can move to hockey. But what they were doing was they were just running 7-on-7s, and Debo got the break, kind of jogging through. Jaden finds him, passes on the money. He gets into the end zone. Next rep, line it back up. Like it's you're moving, but you're not moving at 100% or game speed. You're probably moving at about 60%, 70%, just to get the legs out, maybe hit a little bit of a stride, and then you move on to the next play. That's what that first video was. The second one was a little bit more closer to game speed, it looked like. Probably in the direction of like 75 to 80%.
Yeah. I mean, we touched on a little bit yesterday about what George Kittle and Bobby Wagner said. And like, you just kind of run half speed on install. Like, that's what minicamp is for, is to get everybody up to speed on the playbook, have them see it and run their routes in real time, and understand what they're looking at on the field. You're going to be going half speed in training camp. Or in mini camp, not even training camp. This is just kind of what
it's
how it
what
works.
It is. It was literally the first day.
Yeah.
It was the first day they'd done. Debo was here at OTAs. He'd done some other stuff in the offseason, but it was literally the first day. Like, there were certain guys that were held out of that. Like, Laremy Tunsil didn't do a whole lot that day. Did a little bit of the drills, didn't do a ton of the drills. Linnell has talked about that at length on social media. If you're not following us on social media, at the Team 980, you can follow me at the Denton Day. Laremy Tunsil didn't participate a lot day number one. I believe he ramped up a little bit. Jalen Noel wasn't out there, or Jalen Lane wasn't out there. Michael Gallup wasn't out there for a majority of it. He's nursing a hamstring injury. Even on day number one, Bobby Wagner wasn't out there. So it literally is just the ramp up. It's the slowest day that you're going to go for the whole week, and that just happens to be the video that was produced on social media, and everybody lost their absolute mind about that. You want to join the conversation on the show, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. But we got to talk the hockey. Let's do a little bit of that hockey last night. An overtime thriller. Edmonton gets the win to tie the series at 2-2. Here's the game-winning goal from Leon Draisaitl.
Evan Bouchard back in his own zone now with Ekholm. But Colson, nice pass across. Here's Jackson. He scores! Leon Draisaitl's won it! In game four for the Oilers, and the series is tied at 2.
Oh, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The best goal scorer in the NHL doing what the best goal scorer in the NHL does. He wins it for Edmonton. They tie that series up 2-2. I don't know about you, Max. I am not expecting to see Stuart Skinner in goal in game number 5. Get him out.
It's tough, man. Like, Skinner, he is so hot and cold. But there are a lot of... I don't think that that first period was his fault. I understand the...
About being immediately... Not immediately, but being at that one spot, I guess it was 8 minutes in, at a two-man disadvantage is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you put your goalie in an awful spot, which, like, Edmonton was.
Yeah, it's like, what are you supposed to do? But he's... Stuart Skinner is the type of guy, it's like he's either letting in 4 goals or he's letting in 0. And it's a way to communicate to your team by putting in your backup goalie that, hey, you guys need to tighten the hell up. You guys need to start diving in front of pucks and making... You guys need to help your goaltender out. And Edmonton kind of received the message. They started playing a lot harder. They found that... They kind of found their game in the second period. But yeah.
They scored. So they were outscored by Florida in like an 8-minute span, 3-0.
Yeah.
I mean, and not quite a blink of an eye, but it was like three blinks of an eye. And you're like, oh, God, it's 3-0. And considering how the previous game had went, I did feel like pulling Skinner was the response that Edmonton had to do. Like, the coaching staff, you just can't leave him in there. The guy's basically getting crucified in net by this Florida Panthers team, and especially with the Tchuk getting going, because you're like, oh, my God. Like,
it's like, oh,
you know, you were down 2-1, and Tkachuk wasn't even playing fantastic, and now he's playing great, and you're like, Christ, like, this is, we're going to be in a really bad spot here. So I think the move to put Picard in there was a good one, but it did wake them up a little bit. And I mean, when Edmonton is awoken, they are this beast. They have so much offense, and they are so fast with the puck. I did scratch my head a little bit and say, maybe you should have started with Picard, but it was a tough first period that they were able to rebound from.
Yeah, he did impress me quite a bit coming down the stretch. That last goal with 20 seconds left was just so tough. The scramble out in front, it was a frantic play, and credit to Florida, man. They're one of the most built for this teams I've ever seen in the Stanley Cup final.
They're like the perfect team.
They
are built to perfection. They have a great goalie. Mm-hmm. They have a bunch of different dudes on offense that can score. Defensively, they're an absolute unit. It's literally like watching
well-oiled
machine.
They're
fast
physical.
And they're physical, but it has never felt like in watching them, at least more frequently now, that they let the physicality get the best of them.
Because,
you know, how often do you see teams in the playoffs, they try and be physical to a point where now they're leaving things open on the back end, they leave passing lanes open, and they get shredded on those. It feels like Florida is the opposite. They have like this perfect marriage of physicality, speed, but also intelligence to not have them play outside the foundations of their defense.
Yeah, the first time I kind of really realized like how important finding the triple point, the perfect point where the triple point, solid, liquid, and gas. But finding that just one point where everything comes together. You have speed, you have physicality, you have the IQ, the passing IQ, like the game IQ to just bring everything together. And so the Caps had it in 2018 and Florida's had it for the past couple years. It's just been, so impressive to watch. And every time I watch them, it really does kind of bring me back to 2018, which is kind of nice. but yeah, man, this is going to be a great Stanley Cup final. It's been a great one so far.
Because this is the second
game
where you've had a game tying goal in like the final 30 seconds. I guess it was probably game one, right? Where Edmonton had one with like 19 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
It was like right at the buzzer because I was ready to go to bed, you know, staying up watching.
Yeah, yeah,
I was
like, you're like, oh,
I'm ready
right.
to go to sleep. Get some shut eye.
That was me last night.
Gotta be awake early. And then all of a sudden at the drop of a dime, it's boom. All right, we're going to overtime. Well, and you're like, up. All right, I'll just take my seat back on the couch here. Maybe go get more of a little bit of a drink and keep this party rolling. I love the overtime thrillers are really what differentiate, and they have been so far, the Stanley Cup from the NBA. Now, with that said, the NBA Finals, I think, has been great.
I think we might get both these series going 7 games.
I would love that. I prefer 6 in the Pacers because I feel better about the Pacers winning in 6 than 7.
Mm.
Because I think that the Indiana home crowd is just crazy.
Ravenous.
We're gonna break that down in a little bit more depth as the show goes along. We do have game 4 tonight. I am expecting a bounce back from OKC from at least one guy on the Oklahoma City Thunder, that being Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But these NHL playoffs, man, they're so electric. Just so electric. And when you have, like, you have a team in Edmonton that didn't play great in the first period and still hung 5 goals on one of the best teams in the NHL without Connor McDavid scoring. Because Connor McDavid is playing well. I don't think he's playing as well as he did last year when these two teams squared off for the first time, but he is playing well. It's so much fun to watch. We also got word that we had the goalie in Winnipeg won the MVP and the best goaltender.
Yeah, it was a good video, too.
He
was,
I didn't see the video. Was it a good video?
Yeah, I mean, the whole bit this offseason for the NHL has been surprising people with awards. Like, they did if you saw the Spencer Carberry video, where he was doing an interview with Monumental, and then, boom, they bring in the trophy, his family, and then his extended family surprises him. So that was a really cool one. But for Hellebuck, he went out fishing, and so his family, like, got all set up. They brought the Vezina out because, I mean, it was kind of, he already knew that he was
going to be winning. He already knew he was winning that one.
Right.
The MVP, I felt, was a little different.
Yeah, and then they were going to do the picture, and they were like, wait, there's one more. And he was like, what? One more trophy. And then they bring it out, and he's like, what the hell? So it was a very cool video, very cool surprise for him. I didn't think that, I really didn't think he was going to win the Hart.
I didn't either. I thought it was going to be Draisaitl.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got the Rocket Richard, and he's been playing so well. But, yeah, good for Hellebuck, man. I'm very happy for him. He had an incredible regular season. So, yeah, well-deserved.
I've always wondered, I don't know this for a fact, but as we get more into this normality of surprises, and we are going to surprise you, and look, your family is here, and look, your extended family is here, because we've seen this done for NFL Hall of Fame. It almost feels like they've kind of been the ones that have pioneered it with that giant human being that just shows up at your door.
Shannon Sharp is in Sterling Sharp's basement.
He's just like, everyone's just there. I've always wondered, if you're bringing in extended family that is not from around here, is that like a text that goes out and says, hey, you guys should be here at this time? Or is like the league in this instance paying for them to be there? Are the Capitals paying for the extended family to get out there and celebrate there? That I mean, in today's economy, that might be a little bit of a difference on who can make it out there and who can't.
I'm gonna say, I'd like to think that the league
feels like it would be the correct answer there, right?
Say, if you have a good enough season to win one of these awards, the least the NHL could do is fly your family out to present you with the trophy.
Exactly. But I've just always been curious about that. Like, how does that go? And then are you telling them all of the information? Because are you trusting everybody within the family to keep it tight-lipped? To not spoil it. Maybe a rogue text goes by. Like, if you knew this information, let's just say 2 weeks in advance. If you like, all right, sure. You are a part of the family. We'll say Carbs. He's winning. Mm-hmm. He is winning the award. You know, 2 weeks in advance. If you go out on Friday night, get a little overserved. Like, what happens if you send a rogue text message? Are they letting everybody in on that? Or is it just the need to know and everyone else thinks they're just going on a trip? I have so many questions. I don't know that you can answer all those questions.
I wish I could.
Or any of those questions. But I have a lot of questions, and I need them to be answered. I also have fears. And what my biggest fear is for the Commanders has nothing to do with the weight of Debo Samuel. But it is justified. I will share that with you when we get back. It is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.